This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Please take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation! Happy New Year to you all. Welcome back to the theater, the Laughing Theater. I am Andy Atherton, your host. And we're starting off the year right. We've got a fun movie and a great guest, first timer here. Somebody that I've had the pleasure of podcasting with recently. He's getting more into the podcast game. You all know him, Matt Souza. Matt, how are you tonight?
Good. How are we doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you for joining me here in the theater.
No, thank you for having me.
Awesome. So you guys know Matt. Matt is one of the gems on Jenny and the Gems. Matt, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about that show over on the wrestling feed?
Well, we go through all the hidden gems on the WWE Network. We usually just pick one of them, we watch it, and then we spend, 2 hours or so bullshitting about it.
That's a pretty good tight way to spend a couple hours. That's you. Jennifer Smith is the Jenny, and Mr. Scott Criscolo and Drew Wardlaw are the rest of the gems, correct?
Yes, sir.
We're quite the crew. Also, you are involved in Place to Be Nation behind the scenes, and you're a contributor to what goes up on the website every Friday, the weekend playlist. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, basically, it's music videos and Apple playlists, Spotify playlists, just songs to get you through the weekend. We usually pick about 15 songs every week. That usually goes up every Friday. So check that out if you get a chance to.
Awesome. So, but the reason why you're here, Matt, and we're going to watch a movie tonight, a very funny movie. What movie is that?
We are going to be watching Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Yes, from 2004. Very, very funny movie. Matt, how come you picked this movie to watch?
This is, in my opinion, Will Ferrell's best movie, and it's one of my favorite comedies, period. And might be one of my favorite movies, period. I've seen this movie so many times.
I'm sure we're going to hear plenty of quotes as we go along, which is what we like to do here in Laughing Theater. I love the movie, too. I'm a big fan. It's very funny, as well as a kind of a mockumentary on the time period it was set in, because they make so many comments that... You know, if you ever see the lost, quote unquote lost audition tapes, where he does the Sports Center, audition, where he's like a 24-hour sports network, like there's gonna be like that's not gonna work. like there's gonna be a food channel or something. So very, very funny, good choice. So when did you first see this? Were you old enough to see this in the theater? I don't. Well, no, it's like I feel old a lot of times because I'm like, oh, I saw that. You're like, people are like, I wasn't born yet. I'm like, oh.
No, well, I didn't see it in the theater, but I saw it when it came out on DVD, and I loved it the minute I saw it.
Okay, great. I did see it in the theater. Before we get forward, what do you think of the sequel?
I was so hyped for the sequel, and oh my god, it just wasn't good.
No,
it bummed me out so much.
I feel that way about Be Cool, because Get Shorty is one of my favorite movies of all time, and Be Cool is just a shit show.
Yeah, it was just such a bummer. They tried. Bless their hearts, they tried, but they just didn't hit nearly as much as they did in the first one.
Yeah, it's hard to find lightning in a bottle twice. Right. We're going to talk a little bit about Place to Be Nation, and then we're going to move on to our movie. So don't forget, check out here on the Pop Feed. We have lots of great shows. We have the Hard Traveling Fanboys, the longest running weekly episodic comic podcast in all A Place to Be Nation. That's with Greg Phillips and Nick Duke. DC4U, an in-depth look at the world of DC Comics with Russell Sellers and Todd Weber. Marvel Age, where Nick Duke, Tim Capel, Russell Sellers, Todd Weber, they go back through the history of Marvel Comics. The Brother-Sister Rewatch podcast, where siblings Kevin and Mary are reliving classic sitcom The Office, one episode by episode. The Great Debate, another one of my shows. Matt, you've been on that show. One of my favorite episodes with you, The Godfather and Peter Winston. I lead everybody through a panel through a series of arguments on topics far and wide. The Glenn Butler podcast, Our Spectacular, brings you deep thoughts from the minds of Glenn Butler and his family and friends. This Week in the NFL, which is coming to a close with the Super Bowl right around the corner, Cowboy and D'Amato take you through recaps and previews of each week in the NFL season. Look for that to switch over to This Week in Sports. The NBA team, Adam Murray and Reich, cover the world of hoops from coast to coast. Year in Pop, which I co-host with Scott Criscolo, and our regular guest, Dr. G and D'Amato. Diamond Conversations, where host Chad B brings in guests from in and around the world of baseball for in-depth conversations. Sunday Groove, a podcast for music lovers far and wide, hosted by David Sunday. PTBN's E-Ticket Attraction, a theme park podcast that's focused on theme parks led by Jason Sherman. Looking Forward, Looking Back, Pop Culture, which is hosted by myself and our sister show, Looking Forward, Looking Back, hosted by The Cowboy. Each look ahead at the upcoming season and events as well. Look back at recently finished ones. And all kinds of pop blasts and podcasts. Pop Goes to Movies, Pop Goes to Classics, Pop Goes to Couch. All kinds of fun stuff. Don't forget to check out the wrestling feed, which also features deep dives into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to yesteryear, featuring the Place to Be podcast, Main Event, Wrestling Warzone, Extreme Three-Way Dance, Jenny and the Gems, as we mentioned, Body Pressure Luck, and so much more. Subscribe today. And while you're at it, subscribe to Jennifer Smith's The Jenny Position feed, as well as it is the new home of Geek and Sassy, Talking Pop, Freak Out Driving, Telling Stories, Race Through Infinity, I believe it's called. Lots of great shows. Don't forget to check out all of our social media pages, especially the Greatest Sitcom of All Time tournament, where it just started round two as of this recording. So it's going to be going until about mid-February. So go in there, four matchups today. Make your votes count. Don't forget to check us out, PlaceToBeNation.com, each and every day. Articles, takes, podcasts, everything. All kinds of fun stuff. Awesome. All right, cool. So, we are about to dive into the 2004 release, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. This stars Will Ferrell, Christina Applegate, Paul Rudd, Steve Carell, David Koechner, Fred Willard, Chris Parnell, Katherine Hahn, Fred Armisen, Seth Rogen, and many, many more. All right, so Matt and I are both watching the Blu-ray. We have it queued up to about 4 seconds. The crescent moon of the DreamWorks logo is up there. So, Matt, are you ready to watch Anchorman?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, here we go. My PlayStation always fucks me up on this thing. I'm like, wow, go. And then I spent catch-up. I was trying to fake out Jenny on Freak Out Driver once. I'm like, okay, I think I know where she is in my head. So in the DreamWorks logo up. This movie's 16 years old.
I know. Oh. I was thinking about that earlier today. It's like, holy Christ.
Yeah.
And then the sequel was what, like 5, 6 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, it was a long between.
Yeah.
So this is Apatow production. Let's see. So Bill Curtis, we have been mute watching subtitles, but Bill Curtis is the narrator talking about. We see a shot of San Diego, a nice, beautiful city. You ever been to San Diego, Matt?
I have not.
Honestly, it's the perfect weather.
Yeah, it's like 70 all year round, basically.
And it never rains, and it's nice. Yeah. I spent a summer right outside San Diego when I was about 6, 7 years old.
Really?
An aunt of mine lived there for a while. We were sent out there, me and my sister. We were out there with my cousins. So here we go. We're describing Ron Burgundy.
He was the balls, apparently.
There he is, Will Ferrell, feathered hair and all.
So, did you ever listen to that podcast he did as Ron Burgundy? I never got a chance to.
No, neither did I. It's there's only so many hours you're in the car. Or
yeah.
it's smoking a cigarette on set.
Drinking whiskey and,
It's like watching the old game shows. When they were all smoking.
Yeah.
Ribs, I had that for lunch. Doing all of his warm-up exercises. How now, brown cow? What's funny is you think about this. Will was just like on his rise up.
Right.
But you got to remember Steve Carell. Paul Rudd was known, but he wasn't like up there yet. But Carell was not. You know,
no.
David Koechner, he's pretty popular, but he's still mostly a character actor. But these guys, you know, Christina Applegate was still making her way as like kind of a grown-up actress.
Right.
But yeah, there's so many like lesser, like these guys were right time, right place.
Yeah, I mean, this was probably my first exposure to Steve Carell, and I had seen Paul Rudd on Friends, basically.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah, I remember him.
And that actually might have been after this, honestly.
I think it was.
Yeah.
No, well, Friends ended... When did Friends end? I don't know.
It might have been like 04, 05.
Yeah.
I feel like it was right around the same time as this.
Let's see. Let's look this up. You know, that's the lovely technology here. So... All right, yeah, no, it was the same. He appeared in 2003 as well. So, yeah, so he did that right before this. I remember him from Clueless, actually.
Yeah, that's true, too, yeah.
All right, there's Fred Willard and Chris Parnell, a very good, funny comedian.
This movie's just loaded with so many funny people.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's a great collection of guys who just know how to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm. And there's this whole Champ Kine, there he is. Whammy! Brick. Brian Fantano, what a great name for a character. They're all walking with that march.
He looks like a Brian Fantana.
That is, all these stage like looks like. Let's pause. So, yeah. So, he had really, hadn't really done... Carell, so, I'm talking about Carell.
Right.
He had only really done Bruce Almighty. That was his probably where he was kind of like the quote-unquote bad guy, I guess, or foil.
Right.
He did Watching Ellie. Oh, my God. He was on that. So, then, yeah, he was Uncle Arthur on Bewitched. 40-Year-Old Virgin comes out the next year.
Right.
So, here, he was right on the cusp of making it.
And then The Office was, what, like 2 years later or so?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Let me see. The Office started in 2005, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This in his throwing a football while he's reading the news. Oh, there's a squirrel. That squirrel can water ski. The biker. Even the bikers love Ron Burgundy.
I love that. Everybody in the biker bar watching the news.
Stay classy, San Diego. I say that sometimes.
Oh, there's so many lines in this movie that I used to say pretty much every day.
And they're so like, oh my, there's Catherine Hahn. Oh my God, that's way early for her, too.
Yeah, that's super early for her.
And Fred Willard, just a great comedian.
Yep.
I mean, I think this is like how they partied back then, though.
Oh, I would imagine.
You know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the news.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, I'm a Will Ferrell fan, but he does overact quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, he absolutely does.
And it's fine in this because that's how Ron Burgundy is.
Right.
There are other times I'm just like, oh, God, enough is enough.
Yeah.
See, I love this where they kind of introduce each character now.
Yep.
I have a nickname for my penis.
It's called the Octagon.
Nickname my testes. One is James Westfall. The other is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. Yeah, David Koechner's in that Rob Riggle category, you know. They're the football coach, the cop,
yep.
You
know. He was on SNL for a bit too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
For like a season or two? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whammy! He's been in a lot of Ferrell movies too.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise in a toaster. If you like me because I'm polite and are rarely late. Damn really. I like to eat ice cream. And enjoy a nice pair of slacks. IQ of 48.
Oh, God.
People could call... I'm not going to say the line, but... You know, hello. Oh. I think the fashion... Oh, my God. See that one guy in there? He's got a visor on, long blonde hair, a plaid jacket, and a bathing suit. That is height of fashion.
That's the most 70s.
You pointed to your boobies.
Who's that old guy in the background?
God, newsies have groupies. Jeez. Coming to the same party for 12 years. No way is that depressing. And there's Christina Applegate as Veronica Corningstone. Jeez. So let's see. So she was doing stuff. She had appeared on Friends. Because she was one of Rachel's sisters.
Yeah, that's right.
The other sister was Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she was starting to move into, like, lead roles. So she had done The Sweetest Thing, which is actually a pretty funny movie.
I don't know that I've ever seen that. Is that the one with Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I've seen that.
Yeah. They try a little too hard in that movie, but, I mean, in terms of the screenwriter was like, this chick, she was on Win Ben Stein's Money.
Oh, God.
Girl who wrote it. She was like the sidekick. I think she took place after Jimmy Kimmel left.
Oh, jeez.
And, you know, she was like the hot new screenwriter. And don't know how much she's done since then. I got to look up her name, but... let's see. What was her name? Written by Nancy Pimental. So, let's see. What else has she done? Oh, she's a EP on Shameless.
Oh, okay.
Which we were just talking about earlier. She's written. Yeah. She was. She hasn't really done much since then.
Oh, she was a writer on The Mick. That's a good show.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Canceled too soon and knocked out of our tournament.
Yeah. God damn it.
So, Christina was just starting to play the older roles here. She was the older sister in Going the Distance. Actually, a pretty funny movie. Gotta love the feathered hair there.
His apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I need to get back to where I was. Where the hell is it? Here we go.
If I may coin a phrase by a certain host of PTBN, Christina Applegate Hachimachi.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She had to work hard, though, to shed the Kelly Bundy.
Yeah, right.
Look at that pad, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I actually remember places looking like that. I mean, that was tough. Everybody had like fake dog, like these ceramic dogs and stuff like that. And they, yeah, those thing where you walk in, it's like a terrarium for like people or something. I remember that was like, yeah, people had those.
Jesus.
Baxter. Very big role. Who wears a turtleneck in San Diego, honestly?
Yeah, really.
There's no need to even own one.
70 degrees every day. I mean,
pretty much. Like a mantra Buddha covered in hair.
You know, I don't speak Spanish.
His dog is bilingual.
You pooped in the refrigerator and you ate the whole wheel of cheese.
My dog is in this. What? Nah, cheese is a no-no on my dog. I have a lot of no-nos. He has enough gas as is.
Yeah.
Because my dog takes like craps bigger than that one, so. Magic jammies and headgear for him and the dog.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room.
I ate a big red candle. Yeah, this is just...
It's nonstop. It doesn't stop.
It's all about this damn panda.
So I guess a lot of this movie was like ad-libbed. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the dialogue. Because I guess on the Blu-ray, this bonus feature, it has like all alternative lines that they didn't use for the final cut.
Oh God, there must be hundreds of them.
And I mean, just going by what they have on the bonus feature, you know, I'm assuming there's a bunch they didn't put in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure like, you know, every line has like 8 good takes that they just said, we'll go something different.
Right.
Diversity is an old woman ship that was used during the Civil War era. He tried. So it just turns out the woman he meets at the party happens to be the woman trying to take his job. God, she is so much younger than most of them. I love the ladies. They rev my engine. They don't belong in that newsroom. It's Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady. I don't know what we're yelling about! She's beautiful as this. Tells like cinnamon. Loud noises! I mean, I don't even know if I could keep a straight face during a lot of this.
No. It's impossible.
The bears can smell menstruation. That's it. You hear bears, you're putting the whole station in jeopardy. Yep, the chauvinistic 70s, gotta love them.
Yeah.
Big tie. Look at that. What the hell color green is that shirt that
he's wearing? You're asking the wrong person about color, man. I'm colorblind.
Well, you're be glad because you're missing a very painful. That is some green, man.
I'll take your word for it.
That is, oof. It's like worse than avocado. Going back to the barbecue sauce. So did you watch Marrow Children?
I've seen the reruns. Okay. Well, I haven't seen like every episode, but I've seen, you know, some of them.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorites, but it's, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. She, like I said, she worked hard to break that mold and taking like lesser roles and trying to be smarter.
Yeah, right.
They're all out eating corn dogs, walking on a lawn. He's some kind of schoolboy bitch. Rival news team.
Is that Joaquin Phoenix?
I don't know.
It looked like him.
Quick glance. Wes Mantooth, a.k.a. Vince Vaughn, wearing a very salmon pink jacket, by the way. I guess I have to start describing all the colors.
Well, I thought it was red, so, you know.
More of a mauve, but...
Vince Vaughn, normally an actor I can't stand.
He was still tolerable.
Yeah.
This was before he became like that kind of the older, you know, bloated Vince Vaughn. Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Leave the mothers out of this.
It's like a good newsman brawl.
I have always said that.
That Matt Souza, he says, there's nothing I like more than a good news anchor brawl.
Let me tell you, you go to the park one day, you're just walking around and...
eating a corn dog.
Channel 3 and Channel 5 going at it.
Who do you take in that one anyway?
Ooh, I don't know. Three's feisty. Three's feisty.
Five fights dirty.
Yeah. I poke, so...
Yeah. You know. Foreign objects. Then there's a run-in from Channel 8 out of nowhere.
Oh, there's a blood feud over the news. Who the number one news team is. Oh my god, it's so great.
I hate you, Ron Burgundy.
Those sample audiences mean nothing.
And the other guys say nothing. What kind of news team are you?
So absurd.
I have no idea where you got hold of a German pornography. I know some people that could get a hold of German pornography, probably.
In the 70s? I mean, you have to know people.
Oh, back then, yeah. I'm talking about the chat earlier. Oh, yeah.
Well.
Goodbye, Sister Margaret.
Are cat fashion shows a real thing?
I mean, probably.
Good God.
It's got to be a YouTube channel for everything. I mean, back then... Well, I mean, I remember, too, San Diego's not that major a market, especially at this time.
Right.
So it's like, it's probably in the top 50, but I would say, you know, in the 70s, though, who knows what kind of shit you got to cover just to fill your time.
Right. How do you get clothes on a cat without it ripping your face off?
Oh, I don't know. I've tried to put leashes on cats, and that's not fun.
I have big enough trouble putting a leash on a dog, never mind a cat.
Yeah. My sister used to try to take her cat out for a while. I'm like, the thing looked miserable. I'm like, what are you doing to that poor thing? Well, he wants to go outside, but I don't want him to run away. I said, then have him look out the window. Now they're all going for after Veronica. Oh, geez. Here we go. the collection of colognes. London Gentleman or...
Blackbeard's Delight.
Blackbeard's Delight. The special cologne. Sex Panther. Wow.
It's illegal in 9 countries.
It's quite pungent. Oh, yeah. He winces as he's trying to stings the nostrils. Oh, jeez.
Hey, I like the smell of gasoline. What's wrong with that?
Okay, whatever floats your boat, man. No note. No open flames around that. Oh, God. What is that smell? The whole newsroom is starting to smell it. It's like a diaper used with Indian food.
Is that Judd Apatow?
Yes, that is Judd Apatow.
I thought so.
Somebody burned a turd.
It smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Now, how would she know what Bigfoot's dick smells like? That's what I want. That smell. And they're hosing him off. I think Bricks is probably the best one.
Oh, it's so good.
Invitation to the Pants Party. Oh. Party with the pants. Somebody tells me she's heard that line before. There's a party with the pants and I'm invited. Would you like to go to the party in my pants? Freshly hosed off Brian Fontana there. Two tickets to the gun show. Tell you, Will Ferrell's got no shame.
No, no.
Of course, if Peter was here, he'd be remarking, Jesus, his arms are as small as Adam Cole's. It's like when he would do that sketch with Rachel Dratch on Saturday Night Live. My lover.
And oh, God. Get like
the hot tubs and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Man has no shame. Ooh, the burn.
Well, look at what, in Old School when he's running around.
Oh, God, butt naked, yeah.
When he's streaking.
Well, honey. And Leah Remedy's like, cold out there, huh? Look at this Taco Bell. Can we go? Where would you put this on terms of intelligence as far as Will Ferrell's characters? Is he as dumb as Ricky Bobby?
No, I don't think anybody hits that level. Thinks he's on fire on the racetrack and he wants Tom Cruise to help him.
That's true. He's actually the nicest one of the bunch. He just has to put up the facade. Jeez. Super gonna give a massive erection. Oh, I guess I do.
Would you look at that?
How did that happen? Sorry, it's got on my.
It's the pleats.
It's a pattern on the pants.
That's not how pants work.
That's how they measure pants. In prison. The pants are. Oh, this is awkward.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Panda watch. How do you feel about pandas?
I like a grizzly bear more than a panda, probably.
Oh, okay.
I like a polar bear more than a panda.
Well, they're all the wee. You just named all the wee bear bears, by the way. It's a show on the Cartoon Network my son watches.
Oh, well, there you go. See that?
Yeah. My girlfriend loves pandas.
Really?
Yes. It's a kind of a get a jail card for me is win a panda at like Six Flags or something. Of course, she listens to all my podcasts, so she's going to know my tricks now. Shit.
Can edit that out.
Yeah. What's the fun in that? Burgundy will read anything. She's trying to talk herself out of having any kind of like romantic ideas on him.
Good God, what is he wearing?
Well, it's either a turtleneck or a dickie.
Looks like Jesus.
I remember the 70s, it was all, it wasn't really about comfort, it was more about look.
Well, it would have to be if you're wearing turtlenecks all the time in San Diego.
Yes. Let's see the city. Let's go to Make Out Point. Yeah, basically watch this in Three's Company. You don't even have to go to San Diego. Now, there's a big zoo, SeaWorld. There you go.
That's it.
No, I'm sure it's nicer than that. They don't even have a professional team anymore.
Well, they still have the Padres.
San Diego, which in German means whale's vagina.
There's no way that's correct.
I don't know what anything means anymore.
Translation was lost hundreds of years ago.
St. Diego. Sheesh. So let's see, this is 2004. So she is about 33 at the time. Will Ferrell. No, only 4-year difference. I thought there was more.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I always think he's much older than he really is.
Yeah, he looks older. It's.
Well, he was born in
60. It's like he looked young on SNL.
Yes.
And then as soon as he started movies, it's like he aged 10 years in like 6 months.
God, I didn't even know Fred Armisen was in this.
I don't remember that either.
Fred Armisen is the guy. He's the guy who tells you, you get a good character off the bat, you're in pretty good for a while on SNL. He had that drummer,
yep,
character, whatever the hell the thing was.
And his Lawrence Welk impression was good, yes, too.
Hmm. Amy Poehler was in this but cut out.
Really?
Yes. All right, so he plays jazz flute.
I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared. He pulls the flute out of his sleeve.
And this one time at band camp?
Yeah.
Then he gets down on the old flute there. Fire it up, Ronnie. So, I'm looking at the trivia here, and it says, here are some, the first draft includes suggested actors with various roles. So, for Champ Kind, they suggested John C. Reilly.
Hmm.
Because him and, you know, the two of them have great stuff together, although I won't
watch,
I won't watch that Sherlock Holmes. That looks like a piece of shit.
No, I haven't seen it, but by all accounts, it's terrible.
It was John C. Reilly, but more like, hey, Ron, it's like whammy. You know, we got this thing going on here. Brick Tamlin, it had Chris Parnell, who's actually in the movie. He's taking a dump. He's doing the flute.
Wow, that would have been different.
They had Ben Stiller from Brian Fantana.
I don't know about that.
Probably the other biggest overactor in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Ed Harkin, I guess, who's the boss. They had Ed Harris.
Okay.
Garth Holliday. I don't remember who Garth Holliday was in this damn movie. They had Dan Aykroyd written down. And Frank Vichard, Alec Baldwin.
Oh, jeez.
I guess those are some of the rival anchors, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we'll see a bunch of them later. Will Ferrell's actually played the flute since elementary school. Did not know that. So you think the flute's what sealed the deal?
Would appear that way.
Or the three martinis.
Combo of both. Although, I don't know. Has a flute ever attracted anybody?
Oh, the girl in American Pie.
Well... in real life. Oh,
okay. I don't know.
He's no Duke Silver, I'll say that.
Just doesn't back down and works his way there. He's Ron Burgundy.
Since when are bars that clean after a night?
Not any ones I've worked in. Good, I was worried he was going to leave his flute. I'm storming your castle with my steed, my lady. Take me to push it. Oh, we're going there. It's a cartoon. I forgot Dancing Pandas.
Oh, God.
Riding on unicorns. Of course, he has a white turtleneck. To me on the rainbow. The way they were shooting at it, it almost looked like rainbows are coming out of her chooch. At least Baxter remembered to wear his headgear.
I see no way where this can go poorly.
No. When in Rome. Expression doesn't apply to what I'm talking about. He never understood what that means. Yeah, like my love, my wild love tigress. That's funny. We had sex and we are in love. I'm like, what's it like?
You know, the dialogue in this movie is so corny.
Yeah.
Especially like in this scene, but it fucking works.
That was a loved one. What was her name? I don't remember. She was Brazilian or Chinese. Or something weird.
I met her in the bathroom of a Kmart.
That's the start of a successful relationship. Only thing worse would have been the bathroom of a Walmart.
Oh, I don't know. The Kmarts around here were pretty rough. Like, worse than Walmart. Oof. Yeah.
You want to meet a classy woman, you got to meet her in the Target restroom.
That's right.
Well, it's quite simple. It's a lovely rendition of Afternoon Delight. Best part about doing this show, one of the best parts, is watching stuff without the sound on, and you really pick up on a lot of things that you don't really notice because you're not listening to anything. Right. You're kind of looking around for like visual cues of stuff. You know, you want to talk about, and it's like all the different the facial expressions these guys are making are just incredible.
Yep.
Tell you so much about the characters.
Yep.
Well, Steve Carell just has this same look on his face the entire movie.
Blissful ignorance.
I love the sideburns on all of them.
Good God.
See, you asked.
I know.
It's just miserable. Whiskers Maximus. God.
Oh, God, Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm. This was one of his first movie roles, I think. Yeah, because I had no idea who he was here. And then when he showed up in 40-Year-Old Virgin, I'm like, isn't that the guy from Undeclared?
Yeah.
Because I really didn't watch... I don't know if I watched freaking Freaks and Geeks when it was on.
Yeah, and I've never seen it.
Period. Oh, God. One season. Should have been more, but that is something to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's Jason Segel was in that too, right?
Yeah. The pancake breakfast is tomorrow. You're gonna go jogging. Was it jogging?
I might be in big trouble on that one.
No, Ron's coming. I don't think news anchors would bring lunch with Tupperware. Call me crazy.
No, probably not.
Champ's getting a little too, I miss your scent. I miss your musk. We should move in together, basically. Brick can't sleep at night. He's just like, yeah, I'm just eating a banana. What they're trying to say is she's the Yoko Ono.
They're trying to give you a hint.
Bros, man. Before hoes.
We'll tour the countryside and you won't be invited.
Is that a slot machine in his office? That's pretty cool.
It looked like it.
Yeah. What they call it, acid.
Yeah, that is a slot machine.
Three women out in Chula Vista. That was the greatest recipe for a meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Now that's a hot lead. The simple act of littering. Eating a burrito and throws it out the window. It's this poor biker guy.
Antony and Cleopatra.
Is this Jack Black? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. That I remember.
Yeah. The hell, bro?
That was a terrific spill.
Quite a raspberry.
God. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you.
You destroyed the one thing I love. My friend Baxter here. dog into the river. Dexter!
I put brick on, but unless he's tracking a storm front, he's useless.
That's funny. There's never been a wooden newsanchor.
That's a woman.
Exquisite breasts?
Fighting, screwing, and reading the news. The three things she's good at.
There you go. What's it going to be? Screwing? We're on. The man put it back there. Now, kids, that's what's called a payphone. We don't see those today. What is that, the Rubik's Cube for morons? Four things on each side?
Oh, yeah, I just saw that. What the hell is that?
Yeah, they have like the all different Rubik's Cubes, and that's... If you can't solve that, then just go home.
Maybe this isn't the hobby for you.
I'm in a glass case of emotion. You're not Ron. Just a room of Y chromosomes that nobody wants you there.
No big deal. Nothing, you know.
Whammy. Look at that ashtray. There she goes. She got her big break. Try it. Still the poor guy said that.
That'll help give you the stamina you need.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Thanks for stopping by, San Diego. Let's get her own Claire. Her own catchphrase there. Ron finally makes it. Why are we all sitting around? Let's do the news. Wait, Veronica? Is this a sick, tasteless joke?
As a peer and as my gentleman lover.
read my news. I wanted to be an anchor. I thought you were kidding.
I wrote it in my diary. You scorpion woman. What an insult. Scorpion woman. Good lord.
Yes. Say the one thing to a woman you can't say. He wants to call her a scorpion woman. Ah, shit. There we go.
Shit's getting real now.
Yeah. Brian faints.
He passes out.
She's a co-anchor. There you go. Breaks up child slavery ring. Ron Burgundy finishes like a hot dog eating contest. That's how it really is in a lot of places in news. It's like, oh yeah, great job, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Cut. You asshole.
I hate you and I wish you died. You are a real hooker and I'm gonna slap you in public.
Adam Scott, John Hamm were writers.
Yeah, I saw that. I just saw that.
You have a dirty whorish mouth. That's what you have.
I'm going to punch you in the ovary.
That's a nice shot.
Good God.
Right in the baby maker. Can't make fun of his jazz flute. You need two of them, Moscow. So I tell her to get a coat? No. I can see you. Okay, bye. They pay off the fee. Oh, God. Ron Burgundy and Tits McGee.
I'm Veronica Corningstone. Tits McGee is on vacation.
I'm Tits. It's from Rubber.
Oh, God. Jim Richards. Jim Richards.
This is pathetic. You're pathetic.
I think she bought it.
For sure. Woohoo! She's turning the entire office against us. Who is this? Do a flip off?
Flip off the monkeys.
Let's all jump in midair at the same time. Where's the suit store?
Probably a poor move having Brick be the one who had the directions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hindsight being 20/20 and everything.
Oh, here comes Vince Vaughn.
Remember that Psycho reboot?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I refuse to watch that, actually. I'm like, why bother making a shot-for-shot remake?
It's horrible. It's so bad.
Yeah, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
A lot of these guys have familiar faces. Like, they're like bit players.
Yeah. Character actors and that's the other problem I have with the sequel too, is that the end fight with all the news, it just gets too absurd with cameos.
Yeah,
like one or two is fine, but you bring it in Jim Carrey and Kanye West was in it, Tina Fey was in it, like, all right, we get it.
Brick, you're on the wrong side. I feel like we're watching, what was it, the Gang Wars back in
oh, God.
Las Periquas and the Nation of Domination and what was the other group? The friggin'
DOA.
Yeah, the DOA. Come on.
Brick has a hand grenade.
Where'd you get a hand grenade? I don't know.
I don't know.
Everybody has to have a different weapon. Don't forget Channel News. Frank Vichard. Luke Wilson. Basically, it's old school right now. Public news team. By Tim Robbins with a perm, no less.
I wonder if that was supposed to be John C. Reilly, because I could see John C. Reilly taking Tim Robbins.
Yeah, because here comes Ben Stiller with the,
the Spanish language news team.
Yeah, Tim Robbins is kind of out of place.
Yeah. I wonder if John C. Reilly was filming something else at this point.
Maybe Boogie Nights or something.
No, Boogie Nights was before this.
Was it?
Yeah, that was like 90s. That was late 90s, I think. When did Walk Hard come out? That was around this time, I think, wasn't it?
I don't know. Streets will be red with Burgundy's blood. Whatever it is, the friggin' line is. All the rules. Not in the face. The worst fights ever. Oof. Whammy.
Just a random person on fire.
Comes through the net.
Yeah. And there goes Luke Wilson's arm.
I did not see that coming. I mean, he could have been shooting the aviator, maybe. I mean, Chicago's already out. The hours is already out.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I could think of. La policia! Oh, it's the cops! I'll just haul ass. Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart. I saw that. Britt killed a guy.
You throw a trident.
Find yourself a safe house or a relative close by.
Time to put an end to this. No, you're Brick. I'm Brian Brick.
Oh, that's Garth. Chris Parnell is Garth.
So they wanted Dan Aykroyd to do that part? Wow.
Yeah, jeez. Or Alec Baldwin, I could kind of see. Yeah. But
yeah, Alec was probably too big at the time to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Now he would do something like that.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I just got to show up for like a week and say stupid things. Oh, I'm good.
Anytime you do a Comedy Central roast, you're not big enough for anything.
Oh, there have been some doozies. The Pamela Anderson one was, oof.
Yeah, that was rough.
Courtney Love was just fucking, and she's like, I've been sober for the long. Yeah, you have.
Oh, yeah, well. It's fucking turn in your coin because you're not tonight. The Flavor Flav one was really good, too, I remember.
I kind of liked it when it was the Friars Club.
Oh, yeah, those with Dean Martin and
those guys.
Don Rickles.
Well, yeah, but then they started showing them on Comedy Central. Like the Drew Carey one was a Richard Pryor, a Friars Club roast.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Oh, she talked bad about his hair.
Uh-oh. Fire in his eyes.
And now they're fighting in the newsroom. As one does when someone insults another's hair.
Yes. Let him work it out.
And she threw a typewriter at him.
Some old ones, too. That shit's heavy.
Oh, yeah. They're just talking.
Oh, shit, she maces him. And takes an antenna off. So it's whipping him with it.
And he maced himself.
He's just not stopping. Knights of Columbus, that hurts.
Knights of Columbus, that hurts.
I don't remember this scene. It's girls' night out. God, Catherine Hahn was so young. Holy jeez.
Yeah.
Always wonder how old she is. Let's look it up. So she was born in 73. Huh. She's only a year, you're less than a year younger than me.
Yeah.
That guy's been on a lot of stuff too. That guy's playing the
I've seen him.
He was like the father in That Thing You Do. I saw that movie a lot because I was on a cruise once, and that was one of the movies that kept looping over and over and over. Do you know how many times they play that song in that movie?
It's a lot.
11 times. It's a lot. And on a loop for a week. You hear it a lot.
Ooh, Ron Burgundy, Burgundy tells San Diego to go fuck himself. And he has no idea he said it.
I've got to fire you. I've got to fire you too. Great Odin's Raven.
Great Odin's Raven.
Hold on, let's count to 10. San Diego and
San Diegans.
Diegans, San Diegoites, whatever. They want Ron's blood. Why did you say that, Ron? What?
You're my hero, Ron. You poop mouth.
Poop out of your mouth. I've been reduced to rubble. Do you think she really feels bad?
God, just like some guy throwing stuff at him.
Just throws his paper at him. Carly also.
Sitting there in his... Oop, day 46 of Panda Watch.
All right. Sitting there eating ribs in his bed.
Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
How many times does he bark if he's in Detroit? Poor Rod.
He looks like every guy at a Grateful Dead show.
Pretty much. Guys won't even give him the time of day. Little fires. Brick, my sweet brick. So hot.
Milk was a bad choice.
Milk was a bad choice. Put the gun down. Let the marching band go. Oh shit, the panda's giving birth. This is big shit for San Diego.
Apparently. Jeez.
Ted Nightingale, Channel 6. I can only speculate. Wow, he just can't win. He's still wearing the same suit.
Is that bird shit on the front of it?
Could be, or mustard. Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
You're creeping out the regulars.
It's machete.
Got no heart. A she-devil stole it. Ladies can do stuff now.
God, he looked old here.
I know. It's pre-machete.
He is 75.
Wow.
No.
He wouldn't think it. So he's 60 there. Yeah. Or thereabouts. Yeah, now I just can't. I just picture John C. Reilly there.
Yeah, like, right? It's such a weird casting.
Yeah. Which one of these things doesn't belong? Which one of these things is not the same?
Up a little, you son of a bitch.
You want to wake your friends. God, oh, there's your bears, the Kodiaks.
How do you lose your lead anchor? It's a hell of a question.
Where's Corningstone? Now, this is, I think, the old Los Angeles Zoo that was closed for years. Mm-hmm. They shot this out, but the San Diego Zoo is like something to behold.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents have been, and my grandparents went once, and they said it was something.
Yeah. I really don't have that many personal memories of it because I was six. But, <Yeah. laughs> but, you know, and the Bronx Zoo is great, but I mean, from what I remember, just being blown away by that zoo.
Yeah.
It's got like one of the top ones in the country between that, yeah. I think, Cincinnati and the one in D.C. The D.C. one is actually one that has pandas.
Oh, jeez.
And my girlfriend, who loves pandas, knows exactly how to get there. She goes, you go up this way, up this escalator, around this part, around this part, you do the hokey pokey, turn yourself around, there you yeah. are, you're at the pandas. I love pandas. That's what she said. Oh, they're calling in Ron Burgundy. I've got to look good.
Guy who looks like he hasn't showered in, you know, 3 months.
Goes into a men's room in a bar.
Oh, he's Superman.
And comes out. I'm Ron Burgundy. He cleans up good. Couldn't even use too much. He takes out a conch shell.
News team assemble.
Too funny. There's Baxter. Get out of here, Toulouse.
Your cat made a must have heard we were talking about a dog and
my dog's been sleeping like 5 feet away, and then one of my cats, my cat. He hasn't made an appearance on a podcast in a while. Usually he's sleeping now.
Must like Anchorman.
I guess so. He's the Anchorman fan. God, he's older than this movie. When you left, the hurt was so deep. It's brick. I'm getting too old for this shit.
That's who should have been in this. Danny Glover.
There you go.
Jesus. Is
that guy cross-eyed? What the fuck?
So random. Random guy walking with 1,000 cans.
In a zoo!
Must have been like a panda party or something the night before. Cleaning up.
Ain't no party like a panda party, because a panda party don't stop. Oh, the bears are starting to stir. I don't want to sound cruel, but, you know... There's a talent scout here.
The panda story is going to launch him to a level he's never seen before.
Hey. The woman I used to have a familiar relationship with. I am in a pickle. No, it sounds harsh, but God does not want her to live.
You're right, that is a little harsh. Oh, I like this idea.
I really regret this decision. They look smaller from up there. Sweet Eli Whitney's nose. You woke the bears. Why did you do that?
There's someone in the bear pit. Don't look where I'm pointing. Oh, he's harmless.
Oh, jeez. News team, let's hunt.
I love how they think they're like these some sort of action heroes.
Bear fight. Oh, shit.
Hit him in the uvula.
I'm riding a furry tractor.
Oh, God. And there goes Luke Wilson's other arm.
Oh, come on!
this is getting to be we're goddamn ridiculous.
Oh no, we woke up the mama. I guess Baxter can speak bear. They must pay for their intrusion. His name was Katojo. We became friends.
Katojo's my cousin, go in peace. I will tell tales of your compassion.
Fare thee well, Baxter. You shall always be a friend of the bears. He was named after Ted Baxter from Mary Tyler Moore, according to the IMDb trivia.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You're still alive. I'm so happy. The dog is like wanting none of this.
Yeah. Put me down. Oh, that Westman tooth.
That powder blue suit of his. You're like, it looks white to me.
Pretty much, yeah. You're not wrong.
God damn it, I respect you. Thank you, brother.
Ooh, mic drop.
He's like, fuck this. Make way. Calm me down. You're alive. You're already on camera.
Already going.
San Diego. Go stay down there, Brick.
High pressure system.
There are literally thousands of men I should be with.
I am 72% sure that I love you. I mean, that is a high number. But
yeah, it's more than 50%.
I always was a C student, so.
Yeah, he's got that go for him. Jim's like, stop it. And we get the epilogues. My Cherry Bradshaw. Is that Seth Sex Panther?
Intercourse Island.
Oh, God. Brick's with the bears. He's married with 11 children. I could tell how timely that is.
Yeah.
Advisor to the Bush White House.
Tells you what year this is from.
Yes. No, poor Baxter's and the dog who played Baxter's was long gone. The World News Center. It's the classy planet Earth. funny movie.
So good.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Outtakes or anything on the side here? Can't remember.
There must be.
Yeah, there we go. Great Odin's Raven.
Oh, yeah, there's the different lines thing. St. Damien's beard.
Sweet grandmother's spatula.
Uncle Jonathan's corncob pipe.
I'm going to shoot you with a BB gun in the back of the head when you're not looking. You're actually a dullard. I can't think of anything to say. You dirty bitch. I drank a lava lamp. It wasn't lava. Insulation wasn't like cotton candy.
Stomach's cheap.
I pooped a Cornish game hen. That's funny. Ran to Jack Johnson. Gave it kicking off a bridge. I love that they put a Smokey and the Bandit outtake in it.
Oh man.
Oh, this is the best outtakes. Cannonball Run. Grumpy Old Man. They should put those in more comedies.
Yeah, it seems like they don't do it that much anymore. But they slap it on like the bonus features for the Blu-ray or something.
God. That's some crazy stuff. Too many people died at the celebrity golf tournament. All right. That was a fun one. Good pick, Matt.
Thanks, sir.
All right, so what's going on with Jenny and the Gems and any other podcasts that you're appearing on these days?
Well, the latest episode of Jenny and the Gems went up last week, a few weeks ago maybe. We looked at the WCW All-Nighter. It's 4.5 hours of WCW goodness, and had a hell of a time recording it, so check that out.
Yes, and it goes on with the project this year. The big GWCW project, which is, what is it, the greatest televised matches? I think we're going, with 50 or 100, I forget.
It's 100, I believe.
100, all right, so got 11 months. So, get those lists going. What else? You've been on any other shows? You mentioned you were over on the Jenny position?
Yeah, that show's not out yet, but I mentioned it already on the last episode of Jenny and the Gems. I was on an episode of Freak Out Drive-In. We watched Alien.
Ah, very good.
Not sure when that's dropping, but keep an eye out for that.
Yes, that is actually on my shame list.
Never seen it?
I've never seen any of the Aliens movies.
So. The first two are the only ones you need to see.
Oh, okay, good. I'll stop that there. My daughter wants to watch, so we'll probably try to do that together so, you know, I can hold her hand. Because, you know, she's going to be the one who's scared. You know, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Her.
Yeah, her.
All her.
All her. Not me. Not me. No. Not at all, no.
Heavens, no.
No. All right. So, and also check out the weekend playlist every Friday that Matt participates in as well.
Yes, sir.
All right. So for me, my latest episode of Looking Forward, Looking Back just went up. It is the winter/early spring preview that was myself, Scott Criscolo, and Jennifer Smith and Tim Capel. We talked about stuff like Harley Quinn and the Emancipation, whatever, Birds of Prey movie, some of the horror movies coming out, The Gentleman, Sonic the Hedgehog, Mulan. So check it out before you go to the movies. Coming up, I have an episode of Pop Goes the Classics, a new series starting with Miss Miranda Berthold and Mr. Chad Campbell. We're starting with the at Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and we're going to work our way forward through all the animated Disney classics. So check those out. Plus, we have an In Memoriam special coming, as well as the Oscar preview. Don't forget, check me out over on the wrestling feed. I am the third man in the booth on Body Pressure Luck. Matt, we're going to see you on that show one day.
We'll see.
Hopefully. It's a lot of fun. Justin and Jordan are doing a tremendous job. You know, we've got our third episode coming up in about a week and a half. Also, don't forget, there's more episodes of Looking Forward, Looking Back. And I will be back here in Laughing Theater sooner than later. Mr. Tim Capel is making his second appearance, his return, because his pick for his next movie is very timely. We're going to be watching the Bill Murray classic Groundhog Day. So I look forward to that. Anytime I get to podcast with Tim, that is a fun time. And then on the next episode after that, the Godfather, Nate Milton, will be making his debut and we'll be watching Black Dynamite. All right. So I want to say thank you to Matt Souza. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right, so for now, though, the theater is closed. We'll see you on the next show. Take care, everybody.
Consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content, offering tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others available at PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.proboards.com for all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
It's okay. Fucking okay.
Oh, God.